stage if you wish to join Trisha.
Hello. Oh my goodness.
Ricky, let's start.
I'm a communications manager at the COC. Je suis gestionnaire des communications au COC. Je vous présente Trisha Smith, la présidente du COC, qui va faire une brève déclaration à la suite de la réunion de la session et du conseil d'administration qui se sont déroulées ici à Regina. So Trisha will update on the progress made here in Regina at the board and session meeting.
Good morning. Bonjour à tous. Thank you for joining us here today. I'm Trisha Smith, president of the Canadian Olympic Committee. Before I go any further, I would like to thank the people of Regina who helped us host the leaders of Canada's sport community this weekend. We received such a warm welcome, and I know everyone appreciated it. We called this media availability at the close of our board and session meetings to give you an update on the progress we've made as an organization. Much has happened in the last 6 months. Much has happened while we work to get our house back in order and build trust. In January, the Tomlinson Report identified shortcomings in our governance and HR practices. We took this extremely seriously. I can report today that we have made considerable progress, but meaningful, permanent change is never easy. It takes time. Upon being elected president, I promised to put respect and well-being at the corner of everything we do. And I believe we are now on our way to the policies to ensure a safe and respectful environment for all. To improve the organization, we need the right people with the right skills. This weekend, we added new members to our board of directors, each of whom brings invaluable experience and expertise to our team. Olympian Guylaine Bernier from Quebec has more than 30 years in human resources experience at Hydro-Quebec, including executive roles. Astronaut Julie Payette, a highly accomplished electrical engineer, is a strategic advisor to the government and is a leader on a number of boards, including Own the Podium, National Bank of Canada, and the Old Port of Montreal, the Port of Old Montreal. Peter Lawless and corporate lawyer David De Vlieger bring governance expertise. And finally, business leader Chris Clark adds financial management expertise to the team. As promised in January, we also recruited industry-recognized experts to join our senior leadership team to help drive meaningful and lasting organizational change in human resources and governance. Robin Brudner is joining the team as corporate secretary. She is a legal professional who has served as executive vice president, general counsel, and corporate secretary at Maple Leaf Sports. As I promised, also in January, she will be leading a full governance review of the COC, including addressing the gaps identified in the Tomlinson Report, ensuring our structures and policies are consistent and best in class. Also, as I promised in January, we have hired a new executive director of human resources. Kathy Stewart is an experienced, certified human resources leader with a long track record of developing and implementing corporate human resources strategies and processes, including for Toronto 2015, where she led the human resources function for over 1,100 employees. We have implemented, or we're in the process of implementing, all initiatives recommended in the Tomlinson report. It has been only 100 days since we got this report, and so far we have set up a mandatory training program on harassment and bullying for all board members, staff members, and mission team, so everyone understands what constitutes harassment and what to do when they see it. We are establishing a record-keeping system for policy implementation and progress as recommended in the report. The last 6 months have been tough. We take this so seriously, but progress has been made. I wish I could say our work is done. It's not. It's not. We have much still to achieve, and our resolve is absolute. Staff has told me they're okay and proud to work for the Canadian Olympic Committee. I receive emails from staff. We're okay. We're proud to be part of the Olympic Committee. We're proud of the work we do for the Olympic Committee. That's where we are. The COC team, the team behind the team, is 100% focused on getting everything ready for Rio, so our athletes and coaches have everything they need to compete and win against the best in the world. Our team is dedicated to that, and they're so proud of it. Our staff is showing the level of professionalism and dedication we have come to expect from them. For that, I thank them from the bottom of my heart. Before closing, I want to speak a little bit about accountability. There has been much talk over the past months about blame and many difficult questions to answer. And as we've said in the past, we all own this. We are accountable. We made mistakes. We could have done more. We cannot rewrite the past, but we can protect the future. Nous ne pouvons pas changer le passé, mais nous pouvons protéger l'avenir. Nous allons faire mieux. I would like to thank my fellow session members, some of whom are here today, the leaders of the Canadian sport community. They are the leaders of the sport community, for reaffirming their support for me and the direction we are taking. Thank you. I also want to thank our senior leadership team, led by CEO Chris Overholt, for the steps they've taken to effectively drive the necessary change within the organization. I've fully supported them throughout this process, and I continue to support them. We are on the right path, but there's still a lot of work to do. I know some people would like us to move more quickly. We have to do this right. We have to do this right. Our commitment is resolute as we seek higher, faster, stronger, and we have the perfect example to follow, our athletes. Thank you. Merci. I would now be pleased to take your questions.
I would just ask reporters to identify yourselves and the media organization that you represent before asking your question.
Thank you for that question. We have a nominations committee that, first of all, did a board skills matrix to identify what strengths and weaknesses we had on the board. And then we identified candidates that would meet that criteria. And then there was a process of the nomination committee looking at those candidates and also the matrix and making the best fit and making that proposal. And that was accepted by the session in a vote yesterday.
Do you think that it's enough changes on the boards to make a cut from the past of this implementation?
Yeah, thank you. It's a process, and we're on a road, as I said. We continue to have to do more, but we have made a lot of changes. We have a different president. We have 5 new members of the board. I've described who those members are. They're incredible individuals, incredible Canadians. We've made the changes to our policies. We've made the changes to our staff in terms of human resource expertise, governance expertise. We've made a lot of changes. So yes, it's not done, but I think it's a lot to do in less than 100 days. About, sorry?
What that's going to look like, more specifically on procedures and policies.
Sure. They'll be posted on our website. In fact, I think they have been posted already.
Not quite?
Okay. Basically, there would be, in one particular, and certainly our harassment policy has been updated as per the Tomlinson Report recommendations. The whistleblower policy has been strengthened. Used to be mostly about issues relating to finance. It's now issues relating to also personnel issues, so actions of individuals. So it's been expanded that way. So they've just been expanded as per the Tomlinson Report recommendations. I don't want to speak for the complainant, but she did return to work, but I don't think I should speak for her.
And that she is presently at work?
Yes.
And I think just one more comment. I got a question from one of my national colleagues about that. It was Sylvie Frechette suggesting that perhaps the wrong people, or not all the people, that should have been dismissed were dismissed. What do you
think? Yeah, thanks. Maybe I can take you back to how this all came about. In the fall, we had a complaint come forward under our harassment policy. The process proceeded, and within a week, the former president resigned. As a result of that, we sought out the Tomlinson, Reuben Tomlinson, the gold medal standard reviewers in terms of persons who would do a review. And we conducted a review to find out basically what happened, what can we do to make sure it doesn't happen again. We received that report in January. In January, we accepted all the recommendations of the report. We also committed to a full governance review. We also said we would do hire a human resources expert. We also said we would hire a governance expert. To do all of these things, to make changes in an organization, you need stability. We did our due diligence in terms of who should stay in the organization, and we felt we made the right decision.
Any more questions? No? Over there.
Yeah, so maybe, does someone speak French from the 5 new members?
We can provide French interviews.
Yes. Jean-Luc Brassard and I spoke last Saturday. I believe it was about a week ago. Yes, we did talk about it. Jean-Luc and I had frank discussions. We get along very well. He's a respected Olympian. We both are passionate about the Olympic values. And you know, he told me he was tired. He's been in the thick of this for quite a while. And I said, Jean-Luc, that's okay. You've taken us to this place. It's like a relay. And he liked that. I said, it's like a relay. Pass the baton. It's okay. You've done a good job for us. And he's passed the baton on to Kurt Arnett, as you know. We're very excited. But we have an amazing team going to Rio. It's time that we had the opportunity to celebrate that. And I think with the launch of the Hudson's Bay clothing last week and Kurt out front and center, and I don't know how many times he said pumped in the media, but that's really what we want to focus on now. That's what our sport community wants to focus on. It's an opportunity to move, but Jean-Luc Brassard passed the baton, and I know he has great faith in Kurt as well going forward. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, I'm talking about Kurt. Are his
Yeah, the great thing about Kurt is he has tremendous experience already. The number of Olympics that he's been to, also the fact that he was just our chef de mission in Toronto 2015. He's been assistant chef before. He has tremendous experience. We couldn't think of anyone better, and we were just so fortunate that, and honored that he took it on. But Kurt will be a great chef de mission. The athletes are, as Kurt would say, the athletes are pumped.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I think we all know we could have done better. We've said that, and we own this. And what we want to make sure is we have procedures in place so that this doesn't happen again, or if it does, there's a way to deal with it that doesn't require someone to come forward after agonizing, and someone who has to be very, very brave to come forward under a policy. That shouldn't be the case. We have policies in place now that make it easy, whistleblower policies, all of these things. So we're addressing all of those issues. And I think that we're not completely there yet, but we're on the great road to there, and we're going to get there.
Do you get the sense that everyone who's been held accountable has been held accountable, that deserves to be held accountable?
As I say, we're all accountable for this, and we could all do better. And yes, I think we have to move forward.
Okay, well, question?
Yeah, you want to know who I would pick? Yeah. Thank you. As you know, we've launched a process. Letters have gone out to cities with populations of 750,000 population or more to ask them if they're interested in knowing more about a possible Olympic bid. We don't know if we'll bid at all. It's a decision of the Canadian Olympic Committee and of this group. And so first we have to determine if it makes sense for us to make a bid at all, if it's going to be summer or winter, and if it's summer and there's a number of cities, then which city? If it's winter and a number of cities, which city? So it's a process that we've started, and cities have until, I believe, June 30th to say if they're interested in hearing more. So the process has started. It's an exciting time to be in the Olympic bid business because of Agenda 2020 the IOC has put out, and there's lots of different options now for bids. So it's an exciting time to be there. And we know what a bid does for a country. I'm from Vancouver. I saw what it did in Vancouver. I saw what it did for our country in Vancouver. So Olympic bids also raise, they leave a legacy of infrastructure. They raise the level of sport performance. We still have the record 14 gold medals in Vancouver. No host winter city, winter country has ever had that. So, you know, it's important to look at those, even though we're talking about 10, 12 years out.
Okay, two more questions, and then we can talk about other interviews.
As of today, are you satisfied with the number of athletes that are qualifying to go to?
No, we're never the athlete. Must do more. It's a process for the athletes too. It depends on their schedule, right, in terms of when you qualify. So obviously athletics is going to be a lot later, so we don't know. We expect we're going to have a very good team, and we're hoping that the final team sports will qualify. So we've all got our fingers crossed about that. So yeah, I'm watching all of those events very closely. We're really excited about our team. We have an amazing team. I was at the Olympics Excellence Series that we put on for our team in December, speaking to the women's rugby team. They weren't even on the ground. They were so excited. They were floating above the ground, and they were meeting all these athletes who had been to the Olympics many times, medalists and Mark Tewksbury and others, and they were just thrilled. And that sort of spirit sort of permeates the rest of the thing. That's what it's about, and that's what we should be talking about, and that's what the sport community wants to talk about. That's why we have to make these changes. We have to make these changes and make sure that they're permanent and that we become a model for the rest of the sport community. And the rest, we want to be best in class, but it's going to take a while, but we're on the right road.
We have an expectation for a number of the medals.
We want to win more than we won in London. Yeah, thanks. Well, first of all, I've told you what we've done so far and what we're committed to continue to do. As an athlete, I know they're not thinking about this. They're focused on their performance. They're focused on qualifying for the games. I was saying, you know, there's 111 days out or something like that. I was already thinking about who's going to be sitting beside me at the start line at my in my final. That's what they're